Welcome to Niger Superfans Podcast.
Born on the 28th of June 1978, former England international Frank James Lampard is no doubt one of the greatest players of his generation. A creative and technically gifted box-to-box midfielder, Lampard began his professional career with West Ham United in 1995 and went on to become Chelsea's all-time leading goalscorer with 211 goals scored in all competitions. In this interview, Lampard tells how he grew up as a young footballer and how his father, Frank Lampard Sr., and uncle, Harry Redknapp, helped to achieve his dream.
Did you always love football from a boy's age?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Without a doubt. Born into a footballing family. My dad played for West Ham for 20 years. My uncle, Harry Redknapp, cousin Jamie. So I didn't have much choice, albeit I didn't want a choice because from my early days, I remember having a ball in my hand, my feet, all the time in the garden. As I started to go to school, days back from school, kicking about off the wall. Old school, yeah. Practicing my basic skills.
What did you use as a goal? Just
probably jumpers or trees. I remember I had a tree in my garden and I maybe needed a jumper and the tree. And I had a little wall out the front of my front door, really. So I was literally constantly like bang, 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 just right foot, left foot. And because my dad was an ex-player, he wasn't just casually sitting there going, doing it. It was like, use your left foot,
do it, jump
your head in, do your sprints and all that.
Really competitive.
Yeah. So from a very young age, I was sort of doing sort of drills, really simple level. But I loved the game. I loved that I was born into it, yeah.
Did you feel the pressure? You mentioned there your footballing family, your uncle, your dad. Did you really feel the pressure that you had to become a professional footballer almost because of the football family that you come from?
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, had to is a big word because my dad was involved in the game. He knew how difficult it was. Mm. So everybody, you know, not everybody, but a lot of young people now want to play the game. We love the game of football, obviously. It's on a worldwide level. But the ratios and the chances to get to the top are difficult. And, you know, my dad was very aware of that. So he was always reminding me of what might not be and if you don't work hard and all those sort of things. So I wouldn't say I had to, but I was nicely pushed. I loved the game always anyway. But, yeah, as I got older, I remember feeling really determined that, you know, I started to train at professional clubs whilst I was at school. I felt like I was one of the better players at school. Not always the best. I wasn't always the number one in the team that I played at, but I had a lot of dedication. So probably having that family upbringing that I'm talking about helped me. It made me really aware of what it would take to try and get to the top.
And you mentioned your family there. Our mate at Sky, Jamie Redknapp, of course, for you. What age did you first start playing football with your cousin Jamie in the back garden?
Well, there's 4 years between us. From that very young age, I would have played. I remember going to Bournemouth where they lived, their family, down from Essex to Bournemouth on summer holidays, probably from the age of about seven upwards. And I remember as I started to get into my low teens, and Jamie was already then on a bit of a breakthrough. He was sort of 17, good looking, great hairstyle.
He's got it all in each.
He had the shirt. Remember the Ralph Lauren shirt? Well, you won't remember. I remember in my era, the Ralph Lauren shirts were the ones, and he had the better ones than I had. Oh, I had the little basic ones, and he had the pattern ones. And no, I used to go down and spend a lot of time with him, and we were in the garden all the time. And I told this story before, actually, but he used to have a bird cage in his parents' and Harry and Sandra's garden. And he used to stand there, and we just used to try and like smash balls at it.
The birdcage.
And trying to hit the top bit, you know, the top bit of the birdcage. And Jamie was obviously better than me. I remember he was at 4 years advanced and seemingly had everything. And I just sort of go there and just look up to him, and we'd spend hours practicing our right foot, left foot, different sort of passes.
And education was big for you. I know that I've interviewed you previously this year. We spoke about your IQ being very high, your A star in Latin, and how much you enjoyed your time at school. And it was a tough decision at your GCSE age whether to go into football or education, wasn't it? Tell us a bit about that.
In the end, it probably wasn't tough, but it was as tough as it could be because I love football so much, and I realised the opportunity I had to go and sign an apprenticeship with West Ham. And my dad had told me, and I knew that it felt like a necessity if I wanted to give everything to my football in life, that I had to go and put in those hours, and you only do that as an apprenticeship is the best way to do that at the time. So I always felt that that was the way it was going, but because the school had been good, because my parents had pushed me, I wasn't an outstanding pupil. I wasn't. I'd got an A star in Latin, probably because I was was attentive, wanted to please my teachers. So, you know, I would try and revise, might be like last minute kind of revision, you know, and cramming it in, but and just try and get good results. So I did pretty well.
And then when you went to the West Ham Academy, how easy did you find that sort of transition? Because obviously you had really strong family ties to the club. Did you find any sort of problems in the dressing room with sort of jealousy amongst your teammates or anything like that?
In the youth team, no, not really. Okay. Maybe in small doses. In the youth team, probably some of the best days of your life. Because you spend so much time together, you've got a common goal, is that you all want to be professional footballers. At that time, you're training, you're pushing, you spend hours cleaning the gym, picking up balls, you know, sort of, and you just can't believe your luck that you're in an environment that you obviously want to go up the ladders in. And I loved it. We were great friends. People like, you know, Rio Ferdinand, he was a year younger than me, but we were in the same youth team. Lots of players I could name that had sort of gone on and had decent careers or gone out of the game. But at the time, it was special, and it was a club I grew up supporting. So no, there were proper times. And if there was any moments of jealousy, it was probably human nature. Some people might have looked at me and said, oh, his dad's the coach and his uncle's the manager. And none of it really got in my way. And in fact, it was part of the learning curve. You know, if you have little moments like that, it almost made me tougher as I kind of got along. But I have no bad memories of those youth team days. They were brilliant, and they were so much part of the process of not just learning your trade on the pitch, but learning what you need to be a professional footballer, the work ethic, the understanding the professionals, some of the first team players, when you clean their boots and they'd have little chats with you and sort of drive you on. They were huge parts of it.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.